think of it as something that'll bring you closer to the version you really want to become. Not just, I want to achieve this goal, I want to have this, I want to have that. No, it's all about becoming.
Welcome to Coach Me, the podcast for women who want more. More clarity, more confidence, more you. We're Tanu and Catherine, friends, working moms, businesswomen, and real-life coaching buddies.
Each week, we cut the BS and bring you insights, tools, and truth bombs that help you show up stronger at work, at home, and in life. If we can coach each other through the chaos,
we can coach you too. Welcome back to Coach Me. Today's episode is a little different because it's our season finale. When Tanu and I launched Coach Me back in the day, we didn't really know where it would take us. We just knew we wanted honest conversations about the things that shape us as women. Ambition, the friendship, leadership, change, loss, and everything in between. And over 20 episodes later, we've loved, cried, coached each other on air and learned so, so much. Not just about the topics, but about ourselves. And doing this with my bestie has been the most grounding part of it all. We've shown up tired, inspired, and sometimes quite messy as well. And that's exactly what Coach Me was always meant to be. Real coaching in real life. So today, we want to slow down and look back at what this season has taught us, what surprised us most, and what's next as we take this much-needed break over the holidays. Because reflection isn't just looking back, it is also collecting the lessons that will shape our future and what comes next.
Whether you've been with us since episode one or you're just tuning in, this one is for you. Grab a tea or coffee, go for your walk, and let's wrap this season the same way we began it, with honesty, gratitude, and growth.
Absolutely. We love talking about stats, so let's start with a couple of fun stats around our passion project, this podcast. We reached almost 500 listeners in 22 countries across 4 continents.
What?
I mean, that's crazy. It blows my mind. This can't be our moms everywhere traveling, listening in, right?
No. Nope.
That is so real. And I just want to take a step back because the way this podcast came to life is really typical for us. Very organic, loving growth. A few years back, we prepped for an interview on my old podcast, Feeds They Love. And then life happened. I took a season break then. We ended up never like really following through recording it. But we also never really forgot about that attempt because we really vibed. Fast forwarding to this spring, when Tanu coached me as a test client, after a few of these coaching sessions, we went like, shouldn't we just hit record if we're doing this every week anyway? Kind of like ending up coaching each other. And I guess the rest is really history. This podcast has been super special for me for 2 reasons, I want to say. The first reason is because obviously it's been a dream to create something really meaningful together. And it feels like we've both been evolving towards this point. But also because it made us Spotify official as coaches. It really helped both of us gain a lot more clarity on how we want to come across as coaches, how we want to be perceived, and how we define ourselves in the coaching world. So for me personally, my type of coaching is about helping ambitious women who feel stuck or disconnected from themselves. And I want to help them transform their lives from the inside out. That is really my mission.
And my audience is slightly different from Catherine's audience. My audience is professionals in any stage of their career looking to lead their people or themselves better. So my mission is to help reduce workplace misery by helping raise consciousness and EQ in leaders. But everything starts from self-leadership, right? So if you see, there's 2 sides of the same coin. Kathy, she's helping them show up in their personal life better, like a life coach, and I'm helping them show up in their professional life better, like a career leadership coach. So that's how we thought about it when we brought these topics together for you. Kathy and I have always had this amazing connection and the wavelength that we operate on. It's always been, no matter what's going on in our lives, and we're continents apart, and whether it's work, whether it's personal life, there is method to this madness. We have so much wisdom flowing in these conversations. There's ways that you could improve the way you show up at work or in your life. So that's how this started, because everybody is going through similar issues, right? And I also think that a very good way to describe this podcast for us is like a 2025 style business card for people to understand what we're really about, what we talk about, what we care about, what kind of topics we coach about, and just help more people and have a wider impact. So that's why 500 listeners, it just feels a drop in the bucket for some big podcasters out there, but everybody started somewhere, right? So it's kudos, Kathy, to you and to us for reaching this milestone.
Joint effort.
Yeah, absolutely. And throughout this journey, as I reflect more, I see that we've found our own flow throughout these episodes. And with the audience overlap as well, we've talked about things like perfectionism, to sabotage, to gremlins. I feel like there's such synergy in the kind of things we talk about that our perspectives were really complementary.
Absolutely. I think that's a really important point, actually, that we covered so many topics and we look at them from different perspectives and hopefully reduce work and life misery for our audience a little bit. I think we also have come a really long way behind the scenes, like in the way we prep and operate as a team, having a proper schedule to really be mindful of each other's time. And we obviously had to learn new softwares and new tech and all of that. But everything sucks at the beginning, right? Like everything new you start, you have to suck first. And because we are on such different time zones, like 8-9 hours apart, we don't have a lot of hours of overlap, but still we manage to communicate pretty much every day. So I hope our listeners also appreciate that we're trying our best to make this really bearable for you and to make the quality improvements to make this a really good podcast. Mm-hmm. I think you have to go through that rite of passage. That's the reason a lot of people are afraid to even start, because they don't want to be seen sucking. And when we started the podcast, we told a lot of our friends and we got really great reactions. But I also always was cringing a little bit because I felt like, oh, we've not really found our own pace and style, so 100%. So, yeah. It took a little bit of courage, I would say, to accept the failures to launch. But we got better. Yeah. I feel a lot more comfortable now. How about you?
Yeah, definitely. I remember when we first started, I was hesitating even telling more people about it. I would tell strangers very easily that I'm doing a podcast. But when it came to people who knew me, it was hard. So I know everyone's trying to chase these metrics of number of downloads, number of listens, how many people are following you. And social media is all about those numbers. But as coaches, the most important thing to us is really having an impact on that one person, right? That one person becomes 2, becomes 5, becomes 10, becomes 100 or 500. That's great. But knowing and hearing that feedback from one person that what you said really resonated with me, what you said really had an impact on me, or I implemented this tool that you talked about. That is exactly why we do what we do. That's what we want to hear. Yeah.
Priceless.
Yeah. And the warm and fuzzies that followed, like I had other people in my network also tell me, hey, we're so proud of you for doing this. And we love listening to your podcast. And that's why, like, out of those 500 people, I know at least a few who've been listening continuously. And even seeing your own family, like parents supporting, and my husband, every year we have this festival that he gives me a gift on. And this time it wasn't jewelry or clothes or any such thing. He gave me Apple headphones for my podcasting, and he gave me great feedback, which Kathy and I also implemented along the way.
Well, he gave us constructive feedback, I would say. But yeah. It was so good. I mean, we need that. We need people in our lives who feel like they can give us constructive feedback, because that's what makes us better. It doesn't make me better if someone says, oh, this is great, and then never tunes in again.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
That's the kind of thing. So kudos to your husband. He really helped us improve. And I have a few friends who also gave really great feedback that was really helpful, the kick in the butt we needed to not get comfortable. So that's the kind of thing we need, 100%.
Yeah. And another thing that's very personal to me that it helped to me, like I'm such an A-type, I want control on every situation kind of person. Being able to speak freely, like having a platform or forum where I don't have to worry about sounding a certain way, and just being able to talk through whatever's coming to my mind, knowing that this is my platform, I am safe here.
You have creative control.
Exactly. It was so freeing, guys. It was like the best feeling. And I have battled this gremlin. Whoever knows me knows about my public speaking fears that I have battled for many, many years. And now I am at a point where I do speaking a lot. And this particular platform really helped me get into that zone of, you don't have to have a prepared script. You don't have to have a structure to everything you're trying to say. Just let it flow through you. And the more you practice, the more you let your ideas and opinions come out, the more you get better at doing that.
Definitely. And I feel like we really came into our own here. That's really, like, I got the feedback as well from one of my most trusted listeners who listened to every single episode of my Feed Slay Love podcast back in the day and gave me feedback on it, like nearly every time it dropped, and loved the episodes. And she said, this is even better. So she's really enjoying this as well. Shout out to you. I know you're listening. But this is the kind of stuff that keeps us going. We want to make a difference. We want to help people. So, season two, Tanu.
Yeah, now that we have the hang of this podcasting thing, we don't just want to stop here. Mm-hmm. We're excited to share that for season two, we want to go deeper into some of the topics we've already covered and want to bring in new voices. So, not just Cassie and I, but have guests on our podcast. And during networking that we do, and when we hear back from some of our listeners, there's been quite an interest in being a guest on our show, because some of these topics really, really resonated, especially with women, even though there are a lot of men in our network who can share amazing perspectives. So the idea is in the next season to really open it up, to bring in diverse perspectives, new voices, and have guests on our podcast. And we also want to keep learning and connecting closely to our experiences in our own coaching practice. So obviously we bring that also in the next season.
Absolutely. I mean, we want to keep this podcast really relevant and uplifting and useful for you guys. But obviously to do that, we will need to take some intentional, creative time to just breathe and reflect.
Oh, Kathy always tells me, what do you say, Kathy? Inspiration versus creation phase.
Yeah, right? Sometimes people feel like, oh God, I'm so uninspired right now. But I think it's a really important time, because the inspiration will come back. It's good to hibernate a little bit from production time and creating time. But I also think it's always good to have a goal, to come back, to have a plan, and to really go for it again. So we have that goal of doing the season two with some new voices. And I love the quote that is always on my mind when I talk about goals, and that is, a goal without a plan is just a dream. So Tanu and I want to end this season one of Coach Me by turning your dreams into something real. And that's why we brought along a final tool of the year for you, which is about goal setting.
Absolutely. Don't we all love goals, us high-performing people? So what is a goal? A goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort, an aim or a desired result that you want to reach. And like Kathy said, you don't get there until you have a plan in place. So the tool that she mentioned is called the Wheel of Life. We use the Wheel of Life in coaching world to do a lot of different things, to get clarity on where you're getting dragged down in your life from, or where your energy is going a lot, or where you want to focus more energy on, and where you want to be in the next year or months. So the wheel of life, if you think of it as one circle, like a pizza, right? If you were to imagine the wheel of life. So draw a circle on a paper.
The pizza of life, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, the pizza of life, or circle of life, or a wheel of life. So if you draw a circle on a paper and then divide it into eight sections, those eight sections are different categories of your life that make you a whole functioning, thriving person if things are going right in those different categories of your life. But if something's not going right, even in one aspect of one of those categories of your life, then it tends to bring down your performance, bring down your energy, and have an impact on whatever you are looking to achieve. So those categories would be family and parenting, personal development, career and profession, relationships, fun and enjoyment, health and aging, personal finance, and spiritual awareness. Take a moment. Think about all these eight categories I talked about. It's literally all-encompassing. It covers everything that helps you function as a human being. So if something's not going right in your family or in your career or relationships, you will always notice that it brings you down, it drags you down, and prevents you from really, truly realizing your potential. So when people come to us as coaches, sometimes our job is to provide more clarity into what it is really that's creating this chaos in their life and why they're not able to move to action, why they're stuck in level one energy. And a lot of times people don't know where it's really coming from until I put this wheel of life in front of them and show them all these different areas and ask them, how do you rate yourself? How do you think you're doing on a scale of 1 to 10 on personal development or on career, relationships? And once they mark that and they realize, oh, I'm at a 2 on personal finance, or I'm at 6 at health and aging. I've been deprioritizing my health. Or I've been doing so much that I haven't made fun and enjoyment a priority for the longest time. So this wheel of life really helps to create awareness around what it is that you really need to work on, which is why the goal setting exercise, keeping this wheel of life in mind, is super helpful. So we recommend you pick 2 or 3 areas that are resonating the most with you and then go deep on those. Obviously, don't overburden yourself, but set mini goals, like little milestones. So for example, if you think you found that in the area of health, you haven't been paying much attention, maybe you just set up that appointment to do a full health profile checkup, do all your tests. Maybe you just make it a point that you exercise at least 3 times a week. So just micro goals, little things that are doable, that are achievable, and they don't feel like a mountain that you need to climb, because that's where most people fail when they set goals.
I love the wheel of life. I think it's such a wholesome exercise to also use it to close the year, to review and take pride in, like, things you achieve. For me, this year, the biggest focus areas were business as well as family. I restarted Feeds I Love. I'm relaunching my website, launched my course, launched this podcast with you. And with my daughter, I wanted to connect more deeply. This is something that I took inspiration from you, having these stories you share with your daughter and the books you made of them. And this is something my daughter and I did this summer. As you know, we wrote a book together, and we also created a coloring in book together. So this is such a beautiful thing to connect about, and it feels surreal to now order it on Amazon. Like, every time it's some kid's birthday, I'm like, okay, let's order King Rudy or Pandalas, you know. You have to have these goals to make dreams come true.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, and those books that you created, they're so lovely. My daughter loves the coloring book, and now she wants to write a storybook with me. And
very good.
Yeah, Kathy. So I love the idea behind really looking back and seeing how far you've come also, because that helps you remember that you started smaller. You are definitely growing. So our brain loves to quantify things, right? Which is why the scale works even in the wheel of life. So when you go back and do a review and see, okay, you know what? I had just this one thing at the start of the year. Look, I have these five things that I've done now. It's accomplishment, and it's something that you can really take a moment to celebrate and give yourself kudos for. So now that you have some examples from us, this is how you can go further into goal setting. We all have access to AI now. There's ChatGPT. There are prompts that you can use to set up the goals. And this is something that we're going to be plugging in to the show notes for you, the goal setting prompt that you can use. But really, whatever comes to you from the wheel of life, two or three areas, pick those areas and think about maybe 6 months or 1 year ahead of you and think, what would you like to do or what would you like to see in your life, in that area of your life? And then ask GPT to set up some micro goals for you in those areas as if you are already living that dream, as if you've already achieved it. What needs to happen in your day? So whatever your goal is, whichever area, think of it as you having achieved it already. And how does your day look like as a person who's living that dream already? And then, like Kathy said, always look into the rearview mirror and note down all you've accomplished. And then circle or mark all the items on your list that brought you joy, pride, or that you want to keep up. Whatever it is that brings you joy. And while you do all this, it's also very important to keep in mind that there will always be gremlins or things that'll try to pull you back, right? When you're setting the goals, it's all great. We all start with some good intention at the beginning of the year, but we all know that most goals fail by the end of January. And the reason is there are always too many excuses. There are reasons that, you know, you come up with yourself, not even external reasons, but internal reasons like limiting beliefs, like thoughts that or gremlins that are constantly trying to tell you why you should stay comfortable, why you should not take another step forward. And as you do this goal setting exercise, the way you do risk analysis for any project at work, the same way you do some risk analysis for yourself, draw a line down in the middle of your paper on the left side, write down all the things that are or could be limiting you, that could be a risk in the process of you achieving these goals, that could get in the way, and then have some contingency plan for them, right? Challenge yourself, challenge that belief. See what comes up. So think about this goal setting exercise as a roadmap for the year for you, and think of it as something that'll bring you closer to the version you really want to become. Not just, I want to achieve this goal, I want to have this, I want to have that. No, it's all about becoming. Because when you're making these changes, you're changing. You're not the version of you that you were this year. You're going to be becoming a different version of yourself. And little steps add up to some really big leaps. So start small, stay consistent, and trust in yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that. So what you're not changing, you're choosing in your life, right? If you're not changing bad habits, limiting beliefs, things in your life that aren't good for you, then you're choosing for them to stay because you're not actively working on changing them. I think that becoming conscious, like you describe, like having that exercise of really becoming clear of the things that limit you or could be limiting and the gremlins you have, and going back to our episode on gremlins as well, where you explain it in depth, like how to identify them. I think this is so important, and this is such a great time of year now to just go into that reflection a little bit and become a bit self-aware to then come out stronger and come out refreshed into goal setting mode. Because we can set goals better when we really know ourselves, right? What do you think?
Yeah. Self-awareness is so important. Otherwise, you might not realize, but you might be borrowing the goals from someone else's expectations of you.
Totally. Goal setting This is a slow burn, festering in your brain. It's not a sprint. You want to have goal setting really be a process rather than the one-time activity. So today what we want to challenge you to do is to start that list, start that vision, start those prompts, start with the wheel of life, scoring yourself. Start with it and keep going back to it over the next few weeks. All right. I think it's time to close the season.
Oh, so bittersweet.
I know. We really hope that this season and this episode specifically has given you the space to be seen, the awareness of yourself, time to reflect and really appreciate yourself and how far you've come, how much you're growing, and how much more there is waiting for you to be conquered and achieved in this life. Because whether this year felt like a breakthrough or breakdown, you made it to this point and this is what counts. And truly, truly kudos to our audience. You tune in every week to do the work. This is not an entertainment podcast. This is not the light stuff, the fluffy stuff, but this is where you come for real inner work. This is a podcast for women in the arena, as Brené Brown would say it, the women who want to grow, the women who want more. And both of us, we want to thank you for showing up for yourselves and for showing up for us.
A huge, huge thank you to all of you. It is a bittersweet feeling to be saying goodbye for this season. But again, we're very excited to bring new things, new perspectives, and a lot more to think and work on. So have a wonderful holiday season and good luck goal setting, because we know you can do it. We cannot wait to come back and coach you in the new year. And that's
a wrap.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Coach Me. Got a question or something you want us to coach through? Slide into our DMs or drop us a message. We might feature it on the next episode.
And hey, don't forget to hit follow. Your future self will thank you. Just one more quick note. Everything we share here is based on our own experiences and coaching tools. It's not medical or mental health advice. So if you're struggling or need support, please reach out to a qualified professional. You've got this and we've got you. See you next time on Coach Me. That's it.